This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland in for Kai Rizdal. Today, several human rights groups and aid organizations called on the United Nations Security Council to do something about the growing humanitarian crisis in Syria. They warned 1.5 million Syrians are now displaced within their own country, cut off from the basics of food and medical care. Continued fighting in Aleppo and other cities have devastated Syria, but it's also causing serious economic problems in parts of its northern neighbor, Turkey. Reese Ehrlich reports from near the Syrian border.
The owner of a local trucking firm walks up the stone stairway of his almost empty office building. Ali Özdemir says business was booming until 6 months ago. His company ferried Turkish goods through Syria and on to Lebanon and Jordan. 400 trucks per day flowed back and forth. Then, last November, someone inside Syria shot up his trucks.
Our trucks is a little bit damaged, but other companies' trucks was extremely damaged.
Not enough security on the road.
There is no security.
Özdemir says the Syrian military attacked his and other trucks in retaliation for Turkish government support for Syrian rebels. Mutual recriminations ended cross-border trade. Özdemir says the result is a mini depression here in Antakya.
We are the nearest place to Syria, and the trade exchange, it was very, very big between Antakya and Syria. But after the war has started, it's stopped.
Like most Turks, Özdemir supports the Syrian opposition and hopes Syrian President Bashar al-Assad will be overthrown soon.
No, I don't think Assad will stay in the president after what he did.
But some Turkish business people have a different opinion. On Antakya's main shopping street, many store owners talk of the stability Assad brought to Syria. They remember fondly the thousands of affluent Syrian tourists who come here, buy their stuff, and fill up local restaurants. Now, these visitors are just a memory. Clothing store owner Mohammed Helou puts some T-shirts in a plastic bag, one of his few sales today. He blames his economic troubles on the Turkish government's support for the rebels.
I don't like the Turkish policy because my business has gone down. I'm not saying I'm pro or anti-Assad. By backing the rebels, trade with Syria has stopped, and so has my business.
But not all business people are suffering because of the upheaval in Syria. Gizal Moral opens the door to her medical supply company in Antakya. She says business is booming as people buy medical supplies and then smuggle them over the border to help the Syrian rebels. Moral says Turkish hospitals and foreign aid groups are also buying huge quantities of supplies to help some 60,000 refugees who have flooded into Turkey.
Last year, we just working with government hospital and with pharmacies, and that's all. But now, there are lots of people coming here to Antakya to buy some things. If you compare last year, it's doing better.
Better in terms of business, at least. But Oral wishes the fighting in neighboring Syria would stop. She fears Syria's ethnic and religious conflicts could spill over to Antakya.
We are living in here like Sunni, Christian people, Jewish people. We are all living together. We are afraid to this situation.
Fear is palpable here, fear for personal safety and fear for the health of an economy that has always depended on the free flow of peoples between Syria and Turkey. In Antakya, I'm Reese Ehrlich for Marketplace.